Master, I want to see. This Sunday we celebrate the presence of Christ who opens our eyes to see the marvels God does for us in His Son, Jesus Christ. The first reading underlines God's special attention and love for those on the margins of society. In this reading, the prophet Jeremiah foresees the coming deliverance of the Israelites from their Babylonian exile and proclaims that good news with joy and praise to the Lord who has delivered His people. The passage is a hymn of praise and rejoicing because of what God is about to do for His people. The people sing aloud with gladness, displaying endless echoes of thanksgiving to God who has delivered the weak, the lame, those with the children, and those in labor. These were the ones who had received spiritual sight, the ones enabled to know and understand the righteousness of the Lord who saves. It is not by chance, therefore, that Jeremiah speaks of the Lord gathering from the ends of the world the lame, the blind, women with the children, and those in labor. These are the persons who are not only afflicted, but oftentimes ignored and even silenced in society. This prophecy serves as the context for the gospel passage of this Sunday. The gospel passage is about the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Jesus leaves Jericho, the final part of his journey, to Jerusalem. Mark uses this story to highlight the sharp contrast between the disciples who so far have failed to understand him and Bartimaeus, a poor beggar who knows and believes in Jesus and begs for healing. Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. The disciples, on the other hand, try to silence him twice when he calls upon Jesus to be healed. The point of the passage here is that the disciples too are blind. St. Mark places the restoration of sight to Bartimaeus by Jesus in this context. Mark also wishes to underline the dimension of faith in Jesus' final words, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Only after regaining his sight was the blind man able to follow Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. We too, like the disciples, are sometimes spiritually blind to the demands of our calling and commitment. Therefore, like Bartimaeus, we need to beg the Lord to heal our blindness. The Lord is always there asking us the same question. What do you want me to do for you? If we are honest about our own blindness, the Lord will certainly heal us. Like the blind man, our prayer this coming week should be, "Master, I want to see." If we wish to see Jesus, we have to draw closer and ask Him in faith to help us, that we may be able to see Him clearly, that we may regain our lost vision and purpose in our calling as Christians. When we have received that new sight, we will be able, like Bartimaeus, to choose to turn from our old ways and faithfully follow Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the light. So, what message do we take home? 1. God's special attention and love for those on the margins of society is first of all good news, and at the same time, a challenge to all of us to be more open to serve. 2. The gospel reading sets an example in the healing of Bartimaeus as a model for social ministry. And finally, during this year of faith, we are challenged to care and bring hope to those by the wayside, blind, waiting for someone to restore their sight and vision in life, to recover their human dignity and assume a normal life. Think about it. I am Monsignor John Binda, St. John Apostle and Evangelist, Mililani, Hawaii. God bless you.